Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, as the U.S. sets another daily record with more than 59,000 coronavirus cases, the argument has shifted in the U.S. as to whether we should open schools or not. The president of the United States is now threatening to take away the federal funds if they don't open. We heard Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday blasting the federal government, saying you can't force schools to reopen. The states decide what happens to the schools.
Well, look, this president, of course, this man is a bully. His niece is writing a book in which she said he's been a bully from the very beginning. She gives the psychological reasons that he is a bully, is the relationship with his father and all of this. Yes, yes, that's very nice. But the point of the matter is that we're the American public. He's the most important political figure in the world, and he has tremendous amount of power. His objective, of course, is to get reelected as president. I saw Fox is pushing this so-called political scientist who names all of the elections in which people who did well or badly in primaries are either going to win or not. Point is, this is a different president than everybody else, than George W. Bush or anybody else. So this is not business as usual. We have a guy who is trying to get American kids back into schools so that parents will have custodial care for their kids so that they can go to work, open it up, and that he feels he can win the election that way. Of course, he's wrong. He's way down in the polls. He's going to stay way down in the polls. And those of us who are committed to seeing him go away, Democrats and Republicans, by the way, are seeing the way that this is going to play out. So here's this guy who is going to do what's not good for the American public, but good for him. Not good for children, but good for him, he thinks. So this is going to just keep on going the way that it is. And Governor Cuomo is absolutely right. This is a state function. This is a municipal function in terms of the schools. So for him to say that the schools should open because I'm president of the United States misses the point. So he takes the power that is not given to him, and he says, we will withhold our money that goes to education unless you do what we tell you to. That's particularly disgraceful.
Big news came down after we spoke yesterday from the Supreme Court, which ruled broadly in favor of the religious rights of employers in two cases that could leave more than 70,000 women without free contraception and tens of thousands of people with no way to sue for job discrimination. In both cases, the court ruled 7-2, with both liberal and conservative justices ruling in favor of the Trump administration and religious employers. In the more prominent case, the justices greenlighted changes to President Barack Obama's health care overhaul that would allow more employers to opt out of providing no-cost birth control coverage. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, first of all, I'm sure those people on the court who voted for these changes to have, in some cases, 16-year-old granddaughters, and one can only ask, what happens to them? Is Grandpa going to stand by and say, well, you know, it's too bad? They'll probably find a way of getting them help. And that's particularly disgraceful. This is America, as in Bridge, where Trump is so important. God trumps everything else, or the conception of God. But everything I read about God in every religion is that God is kind, God is good. You know, it's so interesting to me how these people grab the concept of God to be a punishing figure. And there you are. Look, this morning, as we speak, the Supreme Court of the United States is going to come out and say whether or not Donald Trump has to show his tax returns, despite the fact that that's the law, despite the fact, David, that we have three branches of government. There's supposed to be a tension between those branches and oversight between those branches. And yet, I'm going to guarantee you that there will be some judges on that Supreme Court who will say anything for this president, anything he does. You go back to the 1930s, late 20s, and you see Adolf Hitler, and you see the apparatus of government supporting him no matter what he did, and you saw where that all ended up.
Well, the Pentagon leaders are facing a grilling on the use of military unrest. The leaders go before Congress for the first time in months. They're likely to be questioned this afternoon on several major controversies, including their differences with President Donald Trump over the handling of protests near the White House last month during unrest triggered by the killing of George Floyd in police hands. It led to a crisis in White House relations with the Pentagon.
Well, we can say with the Pentagon, we certainly know that ex-chiefs of the Army, people who were at the top of the heap, have testified that this president is out of control. We know that. However, what we don't know is what the people in the Pentagon now feel. The people who are not at the head of the line may in fact be very angry about this, but let's see who has guts at a time when the future of American democracy is at stake. The fear I have is that Donald Trump will do anything to stay in office, and that those people who are in the military and following his orders, Secretary Esper and others, will be there for Trump. Otherwise, they won't be there. So I guarantee you, if he decides not to go one way or the other, there's going to be a very terrible confrontation. And then, David, we will all be judged on what personal courage we have at that moment.
The transcript, Alan, of the body cam video recordings were made public Wednesday, and they find that the Minneapolis officer who pressed his knee against George Floyd's neck before he died told him, this is Derek Chauvin, it takes a heck of a lot of oxygen to talk after Floyd pleaded for air more than 20 times.
That officer deserves a place in hell, to be honest with you. Serve and protect is what police are supposed to be all about. A personal punishment on the part of an officer taking the place of the courts, taking the place of the criminal justice system and saying, I will decide who lives and dies. And he knew, absolutely knew, what he was doing to this prisoner that he had his knee on the neck of. It's just horrible.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Always great to have a discussion with you.
And David, thank you for the good questions. Always good.